This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called 40 Days in the Word. In these messages, Pastor Rick shares practical Bible study tools that will reignite your passion for God's Word and revolutionize your life as you grow closer to Jesus. First, we're excited to let you know that very generous friends of Daily Hope have stepped forward with a special $50,000 matching grant. That means any gift you give to help Daily Hope share God's Word with people everywhere will be doubled. So contact us right away. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called How the Bible Changes Us.
The Bible is like unlike any other book. It's why we call it the Holy Bible. There are a lot of good books in the world. In fact, there are a lot of great books in the world. And there are some really super great books. I've been a reader all my life. I have a library over 20,000 volumes. Some of them as old as 400 or 500 years old that I've been collecting since I was 17 and used bookstores in every city I went into in the world. And there are a lot of really good books, but this book is unlike any other book. It has a power, a supernatural power in it that no other book has to change lives. And the reason it has the power to change lives is because it is the Word of God. Last week, we looked at the seven reasons we can know for certain that this is God's Word, that it's not just a human book. It's not just an ordinary book. It's not just a bunch of fairy tales or, for that matter, even just a history of Israel, that it is theopneustos, as the Bible calls it, God-breathed. And the reason why the Bible has the power to change our lives is because it's not just words in print. It's not just human ideas. It's not just pop psychology. It is the Word of God. Now, the Word of God is the most powerful thing in the universe. In fact, the Bible says the entire universe was created by the Word of God. God spoke it into existence. That God gave us the universe by simply speaking it. And over again, God speaks and it happens. God speaks and it happens. You know, for thousands of years, scientists believed that the universe was infinite and that it was eternal, that it had no beginning and had no end. We know that's not true anymore. Einstein and the theory of relativity, and then later the calculations of people like Stephen Hawking and many others have proven, we now know, scientists widely accept, that the universe had a definite beginning and will have a definite end. We don't know when that's going to happen, but the Bible, of course, said that thousands of years ago, that the world was created, the universe was created, and that there will be an end to it, that God has other plans after the universe, and things like that. Now, the scientists call the beginning of the universe the Big Bang. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, because wherever you got a Big Bang, you got a Big Banger. And the Bible says this, Psalm 33:6, the Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. He breathed the word and all the stars were born. Now, if you want to call that a Big Bang, that in a split seconds, all those stars were spewed out all over, fine. But I'm going to tell you, behind that bang was the Word of God. It wouldn't have happened unless it just didn't happen by, it takes enormous amount of faith to believe it was just an accident, that something comes out of nothing. We disproved spontaneous generation back in, Pasteur's day and Curie and all these other guys that it doesn't, things don't happen out of nothing. That when there is a cause and effect, there's the cause that creates the effect. So the Word of God spoke, and when you find scriptures, the Bible says, God says, let there be light, bam, there's light. God says, let there be this, and bam, there's that. And God says, let there be this, and over, and God speaks life into people. When Jesus was walking on the planet 2,000 years ago, he brought people back to life simply by his word. These were widely seen miracles, not attested to by two or three people, but 400 or 500 people at a time, sometimes thousands, in what the Bible calls multitudes, would see Jesus speak and see people be healed and see people be brought back to life and things like that. This is the power of God's word. I don't have a power like that. You don't have a power like that because we're not God. But the power of God's word is God can create things and bring them into existence. That's enormous power. Jesus said that his words were more than just words, that they were spirit and life. The Bible says this in John 6, 63. It says, the words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life. In other words, when Jesus says, when I talk, it's not just words. We're talking about spiritual power. We're talking about spiritual life, things that can transform society, transform history, transform people, can do the impossible. Hebrews 4:12 says it like this. The word of God is living and active. The word of God is actually alive. It is living and active. The word living there in Greek is the word zao. We get the word zoo from it, or zoology. A girl's name, Zoe, comes from that. It means to live. And it says the word of God is living. It is alive. It's not just words. And it is active. The Greek word there is the word energos or energos, which is the word we get energy from. It has energy. It has power to change things. The Bible says it is sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. What's he saying? He says, sharper than any surgeon's skilled scalpel. The word of God has the ability to cut right to the heart of the issue. The ability of the word of God has the ability to point out what's wrong in my life, what needs to be corrected in my life, and what I need, what I don't. It's not a skill saw. It's not a chainsaw. It's like a scalpel. It can do the fine work that needs to be done in my life. It's exactly what I need. Now, what do I need in my life? Well, I need the same thing in my life that you need in your life. What is that? Change. The things in your life you don't like. Things in your life that you don't want. There are things that you know need changing in your life, and you may have even tried to change them, but they haven't changed. The Bible says the word of God can change things that you cannot change on your own. D.L. Moody, who was a very famous pastor in Chicago 100 years ago, said the Bible wasn't given to increase our knowledge. The Bible was given to change our lives. What I want us to do this weekend is look at 7 specific ways God wants to change your life with his word. 7 changes that you want in your life, that God says, if you'll invest your life in my word, it will change you. So how does God's living word change me? You might write these down. There are 7 reasons, 7 ways. The first way that God's word changes me is it recreates my life. It recreates my life. What does that mean? It means when my life has fallen apart, when my life has gone to the dogs, when my life is, I feel like it's at the end of the rope, God comes in and recreates my life. He gives me a whole new life. He gives me a fresh start. He lets me begin again. The Bible calls it being born again. It's that dramatic. Born again is simply meaning you get a whole new life. You don't turn over a new leaf. You get a whole new life. You get to start over, slate is clean. Now, the Bible says in James 1:18, he chose to give us birth through the word of truth. Notice that this spiritual birth, this salvation, comes through the word of truth. You see, without the word of God, you couldn't be saved. I couldn't be saved. Without the word of God, we wouldn't be headed for heaven. Why? We wouldn't even know there was a heaven if it wasn't for this book. We wouldn't know about Jesus dying on the cross. We wouldn't know how to trust him. We wouldn't know that God has a purpose for our life. We wouldn't know any of the things that we need to know in order to get to know God without his word. God is not silent. God has chosen to reveal himself because he wants us to know him. God knows everything about us. He wants us to know about him. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:15, he says, you know, from a child, you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. It's this book that's going to show you the path to heaven. Now, the Bible's often compared to a seed. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, that it's like a seed planted in your life, and then once it takes root in your heart, it begins to sprout, it begins to grow, and then it begins to bear fruit, and then you see all these changes for the good in your life. The Bible says it like this, 1 Peter 1:23. You have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, in other words, eternal, through the living and enduring Word of God. You might circle that, living and enduring. The Word of God is not just words. It is alive. The living and enduring Word of God. And so we, as James says, humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. So it starts off by recreating my life. But it's got a lot more to do than that. Let me give you the others. Number two, the second thing that the Word of God can do in my life is it eradicates my guilt. This is a big one. I don't have to have any guilt anymore in my life. I don't have to go around with regrets in my life. I don't have to go around with shame in my life. Most people are stuck with memories from the past they can't seem to get over. Either people who've hurt them and they have resentment, or they've hurt others and they have guilt. Did you know that God doesn't want you going through life carrying a baggage of guilt in your life? Did you know that God wants you to be free from guilt? And did you know that the Bible was given so you could become guilt-free? That God uses the word to eradicate your guilt? I'll never forget, many, many years ago, I was in another city, and at the end of a service I had spoken, and a young woman came up to me, and she just began to pour out a really sad story and all of the bad mistakes she'd made with her life, and she was distraught. She was weeping profusely, and she was saying, I feel so guilty. And she was literally sobbing with these deep heaves of, I feel so guilty. And I said, have you got a minute for me to show you what the Bible says, what God's word says about guilt? And I began to take her through scripture after scripture, like 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins to God, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I call that the soap dish verse. God says, I'm going to give you a bath. I'm not only going to just forgive you, I'm going to wipe it out. We're going to get rid of all the dirt in your life. That's a cleaning verse. That's a disinfecting verse. And I took it to verses like Romans 8, verse 1, that says, there's now no condemnation. That means none, zero, zip, none. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. You mean all the things I've done wrong in my life, God's not going to punish me for it? Nope. Why? Because Jesus already took that punishment on the cross. What about the sins I commit tomorrow? Those two. No condemnation. That is such a guilt reliever. That is such a shame reducer. That is such a regret eliminator and eradicator. The Bible was given to cleanse our lives from guilt. Let me show you a couple verses. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, 26. Christ loved the church, and he gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word. Circle that phrase, through the word. What is he saying? Is that when I take the word of God and I fill my mind with it, it washes my mind, it washes my body. It cleanses the dirt, the junk, the grime, the grit, the shame, the sin, all out of my life. That's what God's word does. It makes me clean inside. It is the spiritual cleansing, so my guilt is eradicated. Jesus once told the 12 followers, his disciples, this, John 15, 3, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. There is a cleansing power in this book that when I read it, it removes the guilt out of my life by teaching me the truth. So, The Word of God can recreate my life, and it can eradicate my guilt. Number three, this is a big one. It activates my faith. It not only eliminates or eradicates my guilt, it activates my faith. And that is so important because it gives me confidence. You know what I've discovered today? Most people are not confident. Most people are not courageous. Most people are flat out scared to death. They're afraid to take risks. They're fear of failure. They're afraid of dying. They're filled with all kinds of fears. They're not walking confidently because they're not people of faith. Now, faith is word activated. The Bible says this, Romans 10:17. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Now, if you've ever read a verse in the Bible and all of a sudden it hits you and all of a sudden you thought, I can do this. You have just had your faith activated by the word of God. If you've ever been in a service where Pastor Tom or I or some other pastor was teaching, or you've been in a Bible study and you heard the word of God and all of a sudden you thought, I can do this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You just had your faith activated by the word of God. See, this is the difference between the Bible and self-help books. Self-help books often tell you some good stuff. They can tell you the right thing to do. They just don't give you the power to do it. I mean, you read a self-help book that says, now, if you really want to succeed in life, you need to stop worrying. Oh, that's helpful. Okay. Give up all your bad habits. Oh, that's good too. And it'll tell you all the right things to do, and they're right about a number of those things. Stop thinking so negatively. But you don't know how to stop it. You don't have the power because those books aren't living. They're not alive. But the power of God's word is it not only tells you what to do, it gives you the power to do it. And it increases your faith. When I read these thousands of promises in the Bible where God says, if you do this and this, this, I will do this, this, and this, that increases my expectation. It gives me confidence.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If God has put someone on your mind, or if you've been encouraged while listening to this episode, would you share it? And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional at PastorRick.com. Rick will be back in just a moment, but first, we have some really exciting news. Generous friends of Daily Hope have offered a $50,000 matching grant. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for listening today. You know, my hope is that God uses this broadcast to help deepen your relationship with Jesus. Now, these Daily Hope messages are distributed on radio stations and digital platforms all across the globe. And listeners are writing and letting us know that their lives are being changed. They're telling us that they're walking with Jesus and that guilt and fear has been chased from their lives by God's love. You know, relationships are being restored and marriages are being healed. And many people are saying that they found their life purpose. I want to say thank you to you because we're only able to carry the hope of Jesus to these people all around the world because of gifts from generous listeners like you. I just wanted to say I am so grateful for your prayers and your financial support. Now, I understand in times like these, many of you are unable to give financial support. Hear it from me. That's okay, because I never want anybody to give unless God leads them to give. That's between you and God, not between you and me, but between you and God. And your prayers are a continual and incredible contribution to this Daily Hope ministry. Now, if you do want to give a financial gift, I've got some really great news to share with you. There's a generous friend of Daily Hope broadcast who is offering to match the amount of your gift. In other words, if you give $20, then that person has combined it with a grant to make your gift $40. Now, if you've never given a gift to Daily Hope, I want you to pray about partnering with us so that together we can continue to share the hope of Jesus throughout the whole world. I love you so much.
When you give a gift to Daily Hope, You're helping share the hope of Jesus with people everywhere. And this month, your gift will be doubled by the $50,000 matching grant. Go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004, and we'll send you Pastor Rick's 40 Days in the Word study kit to say thanks. Again, that's PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Please be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.